Great Wednesday morning, beloved. This morning we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we're going to end up in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Again, God's saving word for this week is spiritual renewal. And in today's reading, the Apostle Paul says that eternal glory awaits those who suffer for the sake of the gospel. And he assures the Corinthians that all who follow Jesus will be given new life and new spiritual bodies. He compares life on earth to a journey. Our human bodies are like tents that we travel in and are not permanent. Once they are destroyed, God will provide for us an eternal heavenly body. So let's begin. For this reason, we never become discouraged. Even though our physical being is gradually decaying, yet our spiritual being is renewed day after day. And this small and temporary trouble that we suffer will bring us a tremendous and eternal glory, much greater than the trouble. For we fix our attention not on things that are seen, but on things that are unseen. What can be seen lasts only for a time, but what cannot be seen lasts forever. We know that when this tent we live in, our body here on earth, is torn down, God will have a house in heaven for us to live in, a home He Himself has made that will last forever. And now we sigh, so great is our desire that our home, which comes from heaven, should be put on over us by being clothed with it, that so that we will not be without a body. But while we live in this earthly tent, we groan with a feeling of oppression. It is not that we want to get rid of our earthly body, but that we want to have the heavenly one put on over us so that this mortal will be transformed by life. God is the one who has prepared us for this change, and He gave us His Spirit as the guarantee of all that He has in store for us. So we are always full of courage. We know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord's home. For our life is a matter of faith, not of sight. We are full of courage and would much prefer to leave our home in the body and be at home with the Lord. More than anything else, however, we want to please Him, whether in our home here or there. For all of us must appear before Christ to be judged by Him. We will each receive what we deserve according to everything we have done, good or bad, in our bodily life. Today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. God will have a house in heaven for us to live in, a home He Himself has made that will last forever. All right, and I love Paul's encouragement here that we live by faith and not by sight. Whatever we can see is temporary, but our faith guarantees that we have a life eternal with God. Let's pray. Lord God, even as we sigh, longing for our home in heaven, we seek to do Your will here on earth and share the good news of Your love and salvation. As we await that glorious day, help us to do all that is pleasing in Your sight. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that brings our time today to an end. Tomorrow we'll be in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and where we will learn that through Christ, all human beings are made to be God's friends. God bless you. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Keep looking for that promise that God has given.